Right, so we're now to the new Mishnah, yeah, and just a little bit of background, yeah, before we go into the new Mishnah, okay? So we're going to be talking about shlamim and olus, yeah, two types of offering. Now obviously shlamim, we know the Baal gets to eat some of it, yeah? Olus, we know, all goes to Hashem, right? But we're talking about individual offerings, yeah, and on the Chagim, right? And we know that on the Chagim, right, individuals are required to bring certain things as shlamim, like chagiga offerings, yeah? And certain things that you have to bring as olus, which you know, olus ria, right? So at least at some point during the chag, you have to bring that. So that's the kind of background in terms of what we're talking about. So let's have a look at the Mishnah. Be shamay omrim, mevim shlamim, ve'ein somchim aleihem. You can bring a shlamming, an individual shlamming offering, which is going to be, we're going to see, is going to be the chagiga, a chagiga offering. Yeah, you can bring your chagiga offering, you can shecht it, that's fine, yeah? But you can't, somchim aleihem, you can't lean, do the obligatory leaning on the animal. And that's going to be because when you lean on the animal, it's like you're using the animal, right? Mishamish b'balei chayim.
You can bring a shlamim.
Oh, okay, good. But the chiyuv is some point during Yontif. But here we're talking about the first day of Yontif, yeah? As opposed to, let's say, having to bring it Chol HaMoed. So we see that you can bring, Beis Shammai say, you can bring Shlamim even on the first day of Yontif, and you can shecht it, bring it, yeah? But you cannot go and lean on it, yeah? Aval lo olus, but Beis Shammai say, you cannot even bring an Ola Ria offering. You'll have to wait till later on, yeah, during Chol HaMoed to bring that. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel by contrast, and they're going to argue on two things we're going to see. First of all, they say, Mevim Shlamim, the Olus, the Somchim Aleihem, which means that on the Shlamim, not only can you bring it, but you can also lean on it. Yeah? So they disagree on that point. And then you see, they also say you can bring your Olus as well. Yeah? Okay, so two levels of disagreement in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara.
Why was this Michael said not allowed?
Ah, because it's called a shimush of balei chayim. You're not allowed to on Yom Tov Shabbos, you're not allowed to, let's say, ride on animals or do.
Why on Yom Tov because it's a cholefish
category? What? I mean, the question is whether you need to lean on it as part.
Eat from the animal.
What?
You're gonna eat from the shlamim.
You're gonna eat from the shlamim. True, but the question is smicha. Maybe you can do before Yom Tov. Right. Oh, we'll see. We'll see in it. We'll see a bit. All these are good things to me. Let's see how things play out a bit in the Gemara. Okay. So, Amar Ulla. Yeah. So Ulla comes along and says, and he's going to explain the machlokus. Machlokus is b'shlam shalmei chagiga lismoch va'olus ri'ya likrov. So we kind of spoke this out already a bit. I was kind of giving you a heads up. So Ulla says, yeah, that the argument is in relation to a shalmei chagiga, and that's the argument is on leaning on it. The olus ri'ia, right, in terms of likrav, in terms of even bringing it. De Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai say there's a pasuk, the following pasuk. The chagosem oso chag la Hashem, right? It's talking about Yontif, and we're going to say even the first day, right? That, chagosem is, chag Hashem is the lashon of chagiga, right? So you should, you know, celebrate the chag for Hashem. This is talking about chagiga, right, in Olus Ria Lo. So it's only saying you mandatory thing here, the Chiddush is just a Chagiga and not an Olus Ria. Beis Hillel Sabri, and Beis Hillel have an extra drasha, they say the word La Hashem, anything which is for Hashem, called La Hashem. Any kind of offering, an individual offering, which one's obligated to bring, one can bring on the first day. Now one's obligated to bring Shamei Chagiga and also Olus Ria. So even Olus Ria you can bring on the first day. But that so far is the disagreement. But look what they Ulla is going to say they will agree on. Aval nedarim v'nedavos, yeah, voluntary offerings, things which are not obligatory offerings, yeah, and whether those voluntary offerings are going to be an Ola or whether those voluntary offerings are going to be a shlamim, yeah, either of those, says Ulla, divrei kol ein krivim b'yontif. You cannot bring it on yontif. Everyone's going to agree on that. So that's Ulla. V'chein amar rav ada ba'ahava. And also Rav Ada Ba'ava taught a similar thing. Nedarim v'nedavos ain't kriven b'yomtuf. Yeah? Even a shlamim, yeah? If it's a voluntary offering, you could not bring it on yomtuf. Yeah? In which case, obviously, we know that's not the argument. Beis Hillel is not lenient on that. Yeah? Okay. So far, so good. Now I'm going to say Meisvei. We're going to ask from another source. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the following: Lo nechlaku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel al olus al ola she'ena shel yontif. They do not disagree on an ola that is not shel yontif. She'ena kareva b'yontif. You cannot bring it on yontif. Now, an ola that's not of yontif is not a requ- is not olus riyah. It's voluntary offering. Yeah. And it's an ola, has two bad things to it, yeah? One is that in an ola, which as we've said, you're not going to be able to eat any bit from. So as Gil correctly pointed out, one of the factors we're thinking about is, you know, ochel nefesh, there's heterim if you're going to eat from it. But an ola, you're not going to be able to eat from it. That's one bad thing. And the next bad thing is, so to speak, it's not something required to bring on yontif. So when it's got two bad things, everyone's agree you cannot bring it. For al shlamim, shehem shel yontif, right? And now a shlamim, which is a yontif requirement, so a shamei chagiga, so now that has two positives to it, yeah? It's a requirement for yontif, shamei chagiga, and it's a shlamim, so you're going to eat some from that. So there they will agree, shekraven be yontif, yeah? That you do bring it on yontif, you can bring it on yontif, you can shecht it, you can bring it, yeah? So far, clear. Al ma nechleku, on what do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? Two things, yeah? And let's look carefully at this. Al ola shehi shel yontif. An ola, right, so which is negative, and so it's got one negative because it's an ola, but it's shel yontif, it's an obligatory offering shel yontif, yeah? That's one thing they disagree on. And look at the second thing. For al shlamim she'enan shel yontif. So a shlamim, which is a voluntary offering, it's not a yontif offering, yeah? but it's a shlamim, right? So on those two things, they disagree. Shebei shamei omrim lo yavi. Bei shamei say you can't bring those things because they've only got one positive. You have to have two positive to be able to bring it. But Beis Hillel omrim yavi, and Beis Hillel say you can bring it. So what comes out is not like we said before. Yeah, according to this, Beis Hillel hold there is an offering that you can bring that's not a yontif offering. Yeah, as long as it's a shlamim, he holds it's got what it's enough to have one positive thing, and you can now shecht it and bring it on yontif. So that's disagreeing, and this is a Tanakh opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's disagreeing with what Ullah and with what Rav Ada bar Ava said before. So says the Gemara, Taritz, we're going to answer the Ema Hachi Amar Rib Shimon ben Elazar. We're going to actually change around in a very subtle way, and we have to look out for this, what the actual statement of Rib Shimon ben Elazar said in order to fit it with what we saw before with Ullah and Rav Ada bar Ava. Let's have a look. So now the statement changes a bit. Lo nechleku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel al ola, right? They're not disagreeing on an ola. And look here, we're going to insert what we saw before earlier, which is shoving it up. So they don't disagree on an ola. V'shlamim she'enan shel yontif. Now we're taking shlamim she'enan shel yontif and inserting it above into the same category as an ola. They don't agree on, they agree on that. She'en kraven b'yontif, that those you cannot bring on yontif. And they also don't disagree, they also agree on the following. For al shlamim she'en shel yontif, and a shlamim that's of yontif, so it's got two pluses to it, should crave him be yontif. You can bring that on yontif. So then, al ma nechleku, on what do they disagree? So we're going to see only one thing now. Al ola shehi shel yontif. An ola that's an obligatory offering on yontif, that they disagree on. Shebei shamai omrim lo yavi, beis hillel omrim yavi. So in that case, with that little change of moving around that shlamim that's not of yontif up to the situation where they all agree you can't bring it, we've now completely reconciled it. It now becomes exactly the same as Ullah and Rav Ada bar Ava. Okay, so that's the first attempted answer. Now, Rav Yosef comes along and says, yeah, Tanai shekalt ma'alma, right? You have taken away shekalt, a Tanaic opinion, ma'alma, from the world, i.e., you know, you've gone and completely ignored another Tanaic opinion. And Rashi explains, yeah, that what he's bothered by is, what you've done is, in order to answer the question, yeah, from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you've gone and kind of done something dachuk and changed his whole words, yeah? But you don't need to do that because you've ignored the fact that there's actually another Tanaic opinion that goes like Ullah. So once you see there's another Tanaic opinion that goes like Ullah, we're not bothered by the fact that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who's a Tana as well, doesn't go like Ullah, because we'll say it's a Tanaic argument. Okay, so let's have a look. We're going to say Tanaic here, it's a Tanaic argument. And we're going to see a different Tana that does go like Ullah. The Tani, the following other Brisa, Shlamim, Habayim Machmas Yomtuf, Shlamim that come because of Yontif, Shami Chagiga, be Yontif, on Yontif, be Shami Omrim, Somech Aleihem, Me'erev Yontif. You see what we were talking about before. Be Shammai here hold, when you do Smicha, when do you do it? You do it Erev Yontif, be Shochtam be Yontif, and then you can then Shechta on Yontif, because they agree you can bring on Yontif. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, no, no problem, Somech Aleihem be Yontif. You can even do Smicha on Yontif, be Shochtam be Yontif, and you can also Shechta on Yontif. Turn over the page. Aval, however, Nedarim v'Nedavos, yeah? So voluntary offerings, and this even includes both Olus and Shlamim, anything which is not a requirement of Yontif. Divrei HaKol, ain't craven be Yontif. We do not bring it on Yontif, which is like Olus says, that there's no disagreement on that point. I think can we stop here?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah, because otherwise I'm in trouble next part.
Yeah,
okay.